This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Wall Street's biggest rally in 4 years continued today as the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P 500 all moved higher. Investors are still reacting to yesterday's big interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. Fed officials decided to reduce rates by a half a point to help contain the damage from the mortgage crisis. In a moment, we'll talk with the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. First, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on why the Fed's move may not do much to reverse the housing downturn.
Whenever the Federal Reserve changes course, it can have a huge impact on the financial markets, and the effects of yesterday's big rate cut were plain to see today.
We do see some knee-jerk reactions that are notable. One is the stock markets everywhere seem to love it.
Lakshman Ashithan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says investors seemed encouraged by the fact that the Fed was ready to step in and address a financial crisis that has sometimes seemed to be spiraling out of control. There have been big losses in the subprime mortgage market, and they threatened to undermine the economy as a whole. Outside the stock market, there were scattered signs of a rebound today. Ashithan points to the London Interbank Offered Rate, or LIBOR, a benchmark rate used to determine some mortgage rates in the United States. It's come down in recent weeks, and it fell a bit more today. And Ashithan says that should be good for the real estate market.
You have lower home prices, but you're also having lower interest rates. And this means that you're going to start seeing more and more of the inventory clearing, both of new homes, where there's a big overhang, and of existing homes.
But economist James Bianco is less optimistic. He says the LIBOR rate has indeed fallen, but it's still relatively high compared to the interest rate set by the Federal Reserve. That spread suggests that a lot of banks are still worried about the subprime crisis and reluctant to get back into real estate lending.
The problem is there is a fear in the banking system that there is still a lot more shoes to drop, bad loans that we don't know about, or other problems that we haven't conceived.
Bianco says this means mortgage rates may not fall much for a while, and the number of houses on the market will grow. So too will foreclosures.
We're not out of the woods yet in the market, and at least in the real estate market nationally. It's probably not going to get much worse, would be the bright side of it, but it isn't ready to get better yet.
The impact of yesterday's rate cut could be seen in other places as well. Lower interest rates make U.S. Treasury bonds less attractive to foreign investors, and as a result, the dollar fell to a new low against the euro. That's a plus for U.S. exporters because it makes American products cheaper overseas. Finally, a lot of traders seem to think that the rate cut would spur economic growth around the world. That tends to affect energy costs, and oil prices hit a record high of more than $82 a barrel before falling back a little. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.